I'm pretty sure he's pounding the pavements, or maybe in the gym on the running machine. We're about to find out from Brad Arthur. G'day, Brad.
Morning, boys. How you going?
What are you up to, mate? Squeezing in some exercise.
Oh, just a bit of a morning run to do a bit of thinking before training today.
Ah, beautiful.
Where are you? On a treadmill or you're out on the streets?
No, just Parramatta Park.
Ah, beautiful.
What is it today, Brad?
The boys have got a bit of a touch-up with a bit of conditioning mixed in with some skill education, and a bit of weights this afternoon.
And what about you, though? What is it? Shuttle sprints, 400s?
No, it's just a slow trot around the park, mate.
Good on you, Brad. Mate, firstly, our man Dick Fain from Radio KJR Seattle, did he look after you guys well over there?
Yeah, he did, actually. We had a beer with him on the first night, and he was a bit of a card, and with his accent, he was ripping into the Aussies a bit, but yeah, we had a good time with him.
Now, Brad, what is it that you wanted to achieve over there in this 8-day camp in Seattle, and did you achieve those things?
Yeah, it was a bit of the unknown for us, to tell you the truth. But coming back and looking at it now, we got plenty out of the trip. It was a really good way to start our preparation into our pre-season. You know, we've had a bit of a turnover of players, and nothing better for them to live with each other 24/7 and come together that way. And we've got some, you know, we've got a new strength conditioning coach, Paul Devlin, who started to work closely with their diets and really give them an insight to how their training program is going to work and the standards we want to set. And then, seeing the facilities, obviously money plays a big part in the facilities over there, but we picked up a lot of little bits and pieces that we can implement at our club, which aren't a cost issue. And we also, you know, we got to meet a couple of people that did some work with us, some workshops that had worked with the college team there, the Huskies.
Yep.
If there was one thing you'd like to implement, Brad, what would it be that you picked up either from the Huskies or the Seahawks?
Look, we have implemented something already, and it's using a person from their environment that works with them, and you know, it probably needs to stay pretty confidential amongst us at the moment. But you know, every team's got a bit of a X factor about them, so to speak, in terms of an outside influence. And you know, that's one thing that we did get, and you know, we'll have a lot of contact with this person coming back and forth to Australia and helping us out as a group in terms of what we want to stand for and standards and a few things like that.
Okay, so is it a psychology point of view, physiology, or team culture?
A bit of everything. You know, right. he doesn't specialise in the one particular thing, and he doesn't like to be known as that. But it's a bit of everything, and it's really for where we're at as a group. It suits us right now. And, you know, we've done the same sort of work with the Huskies over there. And to us, they're a young team that's in the development sort of stage. And, you know, so we sort of likened it a bit to the Parramatta Eels.
Okay. I was interested to read that Jared Hayne came and saw a fair few of the boys over there in the trip, in the latter days of the trip. Of course, he did, because he left so quickly to pursue the dream in the NFL, he didn't get to say goodbye. Is that a good thing from, you know, closing that chapter, Brad, and then moving forward for 2015, do you think?
Yeah, look, no disrespect to Jared, because we know how much of a wonderful player and how much of an influence he had over Parramatta, but he just wanted to say goodbye to the boys. But and I'll say this with all honesty, the boys have moved on past it, and they see it as an opportunity, and they're only focusing on the positives out of it, which gives a few of them an opportunity to stand up and really have their say and put their stamp and input on this team.
Yep. You didn't ask him whether he was a chance of coming back for the season, did you?
Jared knows. You know, hopefully, I really hope that things work out for him. But if he doesn't, you know, he'll be coming back to Parramatta.
Sure.
That's extremely difficult from a salary cap management point of view. If you don't know whether he's coming back in 2016, but the door is open there for him, that or even 2015, you know, back into 2015, that must be extremely difficult to manage from a salary cap point of view, Brad.
Yeah, it will be, but, you know, our focus needs to be on what we can control, and, you know, we need to go and plan for Parramatta and for life without Jared, and,
sure,
you know, and if something was to happen and he was to come back, well, we'll have to cross that bridge when it comes to it, but we're certainly not going to sit around, you know, waiting for him. You know, we've got a job to do and we're going to move forward.
Speaking of salary cap, Anthony Watmore, of course, joining the club. That's the big off-season signing. Richie Faioso, Bo Champion, Brad Takarangi as well. But the reports are that you've still got a fair bit of money under that cap. Are you still on the market for further players for 2015?
Yeah, look, we we have got some room, and but it's not something that we want to rush into. We don't want to just go out and buy the first, you know, quality player that's available. They need to fit what we're looking for and what we're trying to build. And so, you know, we're just going to wait and sort of let the dust settle a little bit. And if something, if someone comes along that we think will suit our style of football and what we need moving forward and is a long-term solution, not a short-term fix, well, you know, we'll invest that way.
With the athletes you saw at both the Huskies and also at the Seahawks when you saw them train, Brad, how do you think our league athletes stack up?
Well, look, theirs is very different. You know, I had about 100 people, you know, 100 players out on the field, and they're all in little groups, and they've got a time clock that they work to. Every, you know, 5 minutes, they'll change in station. So it was well-drilled, but to me, it looked like a lot of the stuff they did was, you know, repetitive. They do it over and over, yeah, where our sessions change a lot. And, you know, some blokes go out and make two or three efforts for the game. So we've seen one of their big fellas, he had a bit of a sprint of about 40 or 50 metres, and straight away put his hand up and he wanted to be shoved off. He needed his puffer spray and he was gone. So...
Yeah.
They're very different.
Very different. Specialisation is the key for them over there, don't they? They do one thing and they do it over and over and over. Just going back to those potential signings for you guys, is there any position when you look at the squad, Brad, that you think needs a little strengthening?
I'm very happy with, you know, we've got together 39 players, so we've gone with a little bit more depth.
Yep.
For 15, and our numbers are quite big, but you know, obviously Penrith did the same sort of thing over the last couple of years, and it worked for them. So we've just tried to strengthen that area up. But I'm really comfortable and really happy with the list that we've got together. But like every coach, you know, if someone comes along and they're really special talent, we've got the money, you know, we'll go and invest. But at this stage, there's, you know, I'm happy with what we've got, and there's no one there that we really need to go and put our money into.
You're getting near the finish line there at Parramatta Park.
Oh, stopped and had a bit of a walk.
Recovery phase. Very good. Brad, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with that session today. And, of course, good luck for season 2015 with the Eels.
All right, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Brad Arthur there, the Eels coach. TAB actually have a market running on the Parramatta, the top eight. They're $3.50 to make the top eight. They are $1.30 to miss the top eight. So you can check that out. There's a special Parramatta top eight market. Where are you going, TK, with your hard-earned?
Without Jared Hayne, I don't think they can make it.
Okay. I'm in the $1.30 miss the top eight bracket as well.
That would have been vice versa if Jared there. And unfortunately, it's just and the salary cap's an interesting one because it's an advantage for Parramatta because if I'm Parramatta, I'm spending right up until the edge of my cap.
Got to.
And when Jared comes back, I just go to the league saying, well, you're not going to stop the number one fullback in the game coming back. And
there will be some howling from the other clubs.
Only 15 other clubs will howl.
Only the 15. And even probably some of those clubs that are putting a bid in for 2018, they'll probably howl as well.